for right. To what? To do anything swatantra, independent. Now you are not independent, totally. And if you are not totally surrendered to Guru, then how Guru will give you to Krishna? So we should try to be totally. Otherwise you are betraying. Betraying? Betraying. And you will have to take the reaction. You cannot accept. You cannot be saved. You will have to take reaction. So, that person who wants that, he should love, I will love. This is not. In world we see like this and more wretched than this. And those who don't care for, he is loving or not, anyone is loving or not, they love. No sense self. Yes. Who are they? Mother. They are Guru and father, mother. Really, if they are father, mother, and really qualified Guru, where the disciple loves his Guru, they were not. He has so much affection for children. Father, mother also. A qualified, a standard father, mother. They love their children how? Without any self-gain. Sumadhyama. My dear Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama for gopis is telling. You are like this. You are in that category. Here is also religion, Vedic culture also. And Suhada. Suhada means? Friendship. Well-wisher, yes, well-wisher. Really. So, Karunopita, he may be father or Gurudev. Gurudev more superior than father and mother also. Here, Nirpabado. Here, love is somewhat not amalgamated, pure. And Sauvidam, well-wisher. So Madhyama, Sumadhyama, you are very beautiful, these qualities in you. Whether I am loving or not, you love me. So you are sadhu, sadhu. You are ideal. I am not in them. In both of category, I am not. I am out of both categories. And bhajato api, navai kechit, abhajata kuta. Atma Ramo, Apta Kamo, Akritagya Guru Truha. Those who don't love, whether you are loving or not, he will not love. Who is he? Who is Atma Ram and Atma Kam? Who is Atma Ram? Who is Atmaram? Who has nothing to do here and there. He is very happy in his own Atma. Always thinking. Like Sanakshanandan, Sanatan, Sukhdev Goswami. They have no outer vision, internal vision only. And they are self-satisfied. They may be naked, like Sukhdev Goswami. Or Kumar. Always naked, no earth. So they have nothing to love. And those who are Atmaram, I've told Atmaram, Atmakam, who is satisfied, self-satisfied. Nothing to take any satisfaction for anyone, he does not depend on anyone. He's self-satisfied. Sukhdev Goswami also like that. Janak Maharaj, like all, they are self-satisfied. Akritagya, ungrateful creatures. If you give something to dog
and they will do like this.
Obey you. Whole life they will. Watch your house. And next day again you should give something. They will come nearby. And they are not ungrateful creatures. So we should try to be like that. And kṛtajñā. Kṛtajñā means, or kṛtajñā means? Ungrateful means Hindi? Oh, ungrateful is okay. Akṛtajñā. If you have done anything good for him, he should remember. And if he is not remembering father, mother, what they have done in their home, and whole day, night, you are making a stool, whether you have made a stool or urine in their laps, so many things, but always they were very tolerant. We should be grateful to them. We should be grateful to your guru. Why? Even father, mother cannot give anything. Like guru, he is giving you, try to giving you Krishna prem. Oh, from Golok Vrindavan. And if a disciple becomes ungrateful, he is what kinds of creature? Ungrateful creature. Krishna will have to make another hell for them to give punishment. And then Guru Droha, Guru Drohi. You know Guru Drohi? What meaning? What? Disloyalty. Disloyal. These are of two categories. Disloyal to father, mother and guru. This is Guru Drohi. But of two kinds. Shopadhi, Nirupadhi. Shopadhi means with any reason, without any reason. Some sons and daughters, they rebuke their old father, mother. Without reason, they are ungrateful creatures and Guru Drohi. And some, my old father is doing why that disservice? My sons and daughters and my wife. Why is not going to die? You should die. Get out from my house. This is without reason. And some with a reason, if father and mother are somewhat strict, I don't like you. So this is sopadhi, nirupadhi this thing. Krishna told, I am not in any of that category. You know, I am not Atmaram. Even I am not Atmaram. I may be called the guru of Atmaram, but I myself, you know, that I used to weep for butter and bread, and sometimes stealing butter, and my mother used to chastise me, then how I am the Atmaram? I am not Atmaram. Also I am not Aptakam. Set fire, I am not. Because I called you to dance with me. And again, I am apologizing to you. Without you I cannot live a moment even. So how I am Atmakam? Never. In my life, never I was Aptakam. What is the meaning of Atmaram? You know, Atmaram meaning? Atma means soul. Srimati Radhika is my life and soul. So how I can be Atmaram? Understand? Myself, this body, and my So, who is? And how I can be Atmaram? Oh, in this way I can be called, because Radhika is my soul. But not in that sense that I have told before. So I am not Atmaram. Even not Aptakam. Oh, my so many desires from childhood. You see? So many kinds of desires. No end of my desires. And today, to fulfill my desire, I call, O Radhika, O Lalite Vishakhe, you should come and dance with me. Give me life. Now I am also requesting you, be pleased. I have done something wrong, so you should be pleased to me. So how I can be Atmaram? And Guru Drohi? Never. If I think that you are my Guru, why you have so much pure affection for me, more than parents? I know. But I am not Guru Drohi, not against you. If I was against you, then why I am now requesting you, having your foot dust on my head? So I am not like ungrateful, never, never. And Guru Drohi, never. So, still, I am not Guru Drohi to Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya. And for you, I cannot repay you. Even my hundreds and thousands lifetime. Oh, please be merciful. And, but, excuse me. You can ask questions, just why you disappeared. We left our father, mother, husband, everyone, our position, our chastity, everything you. We left for you. And you, what did? Disappear. Oh, Devi, I was not disappeared. I was hiding myself in bushes behind you. Why? To increase your love. Increase your love. If a person, for example, a person is very poor, very poor. He has nothing. But anyhow, he received from anyhow where, Kohinoor, you know? Diamond. Oh, mass, high class of diamond. Oh, you know, desire stone? Have you heard? Desire stone. But it was like glittery, like broken glasses. And he has kept that broken glass light, oh, but jewel, Chintamani, desire tree. He kept there, but after some time he saw, oh, where it is gone? Anyone has stolen away. And then he was waiting for that. Anyone told, why are you weeping? Oh, I am weeping that I lost my that jewel. Oh, that was not only jewel or broken glass. It was desire stone. If you have wanted anything, it can be given. Oh, then he began to weep bitterly. So, I took your what? Your love and affection on me. I know I disappeared. And then you began to weep for me. And your love and affection was increased in that. I wanted to tell whole world that gopis are my most beloved. In separation you can see them, how they are bitterly weeping, they become mad totally and telling so many things. And wanted to hear that. Vande Nanda Braja Srinam Padarenu Mabhiknasa Jasang Hari Kothod Gita Punat Phuanatra. If anyone hears the glorification of Krishna in Anvain and Bathirek, direct and indirect. Krishna's biggest cheater. We don't believe. Oh, he is what? Bluffer. Oh, black by inside and outside also. Lampat Siromani. Huh? What? And Krishna is hearing and becoming very happy. Oh, gopis are glorifying him. He is not satisfied by Om Sahasra Sirsa Purushaha. Oh, Krishna, oh God, you have legs and legs, mouth, legs, hands. We are praying to you. Oh, he will not hear. But gopis, oh, he will hide himself and hear. So I was hearing all these things. Huh? I wanted to hear more. And how you were feeling separation for me, that you became mad totally. In this world, no example, no example, no example. You are example yourself for your love and affection. So na pare ham nirbadhachvan. So be pleased with me. In less than life, but I cannot repay you. If you will tell that, oh, give me boon, and I will be ready to give you boon, then you want only boon. Oh, please, oh, accept our services. Again, double we will be. I will be more grateful. So anyway, I cannot do. If you will say that, as I have left everything, my father, mother, husband, everything, all relatives, lok, lajja, shyness, chastness, everything. So you should give up all these things for me. Can Krishna do? He cannot do. Then he will be, if he accepts like this to one gopi, and then he will be ungrateful for others. Krishna cannot give up Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, Devaki, Vasudev. Even you, he cannot. Those who are surrendered soul, he cannot give it. Even Bhisham Pitamaha, to others, he is bound to say something as they are serving. So Krishna cannot do. So he is praying. Oh, be pleased with me. I am ungrateful, I know. But only to encourage your love and to whole world, that how high class of devotee you are. Then Krishna told, gopis told, oh, you accepted these things that you cannot repay. On this sweet world has defeated us. Now we are defeated, you are defeated, but that I am defeated. Oh, we wanted to hear this. And we have accepted. So we are defeated and you have owned each other. Reciprocal life. Srimati Radhika can give us his whole life and everything for the worship of Krishna lotus feet and Krishna heart. Everything totally to Radhika. Totally submit to each other. This is the highest class of love. Anyhow, we should try to know all these things and to follow. We cannot follow, we know. But anyhow, we should try to know the essence of these things and to try to follow. Gaur Premanande. This is love. This is affection. Transcendental, not found in this world, only in Golok Vrindavan or Bhaum Vrindavan we can have. So you are very fortunate to hear all these things. Anyone cannot tell all these things. Never they can. So my request that try to follow, be very strong. Nothing to tell. I should not tell you personally all these, that. You should know my mood and try to follow. Gaur Brahman. Hare Krishna. Whoever has taken initiation, fire sacrifice will be tomorrow in our temple about 10 a.m. So I request you all who have taken initiation, please assemble there and take part in fire sacrifice. Any Kirtan, good Kirtan. Keno acha apna gora pahun na bhajiya mainu. You know? Gora pahun na bhajiya mainu. You know? Gora pahun na bhajiya mainu. Prema ratana dhana. Helaya herai. Oh, you can. Hata te you should do? Hata they should be ready and they should be told that you should give place for them. You should come and give a place for them. Oh, any Mahamantra?
There once was a king named Uttanapad. King Uttanapad was empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to rule the universe and maintain and protect the citizens. He had two queens named Suniti and Suruchi, who each had a son, Dhruva and Uttama. Suruchi was much more dear to the king than Suniti, who was quite neglected by him. One day, King Uttanapad was affectionately patting the son of Suruchi, Uttama, placing him on his lap. At that time, Dhruva, who was only 5 years old, was also trying to get onto the king's lap, but the king did not welcome him. As a snake, when struck by a stick, breathes very heavily, Dhruva, having been struck by the strong words of his stepmother, began to breathe very heavily because of great anger. When he saw that his father was silent and did not protest, he immediately left the palace and went to his mother. It is the nature of Kshatriyas, the warrior class, to have a strong sense of prestige and not to flee from battle. The Kshatriya blood within the body of Dhruva Maharaj was naturally very active. He could not tolerate even a slight infringement upon his prestige. This boy was only a small child, yet the harsh words from his stepmother proved unbearable to him. The residents of the palace, who had heard all the harsh words of Suruchi, told Dhruva's mother, Queen Suniti, everything that had happened. Suniti became greatly aggrieved. The incident was unbearable to Suniti's patience. She began to burn as even a forest fire. Although her face was as beautiful as a lotus flower, it dried up and became just like a burnt leaf in her grief. The great sage Narad Muni became aware of this news, and understanding all the activities of Dhruva Maharaj, he was struck with wonder. Narad Muni is powerful, and he can understand the past, future and present of everyone's heart. Because the Supreme Lord Krishna is present in everyone's heart, as soon as he understands that a living entity is serious about entering devotional service, he sends his representative. In this way, the Lord mercifully sent Narad to Dhruva to instruct him on the process of devotional service by which he could see the Lord.
Stay in the gym. Hatam Yoga. You can sit down in your sitting place in a calm and quiet position. You should undertake the three types of breathing exercises that gradually control the light and air, the mind, and the senses. Leaving aside all material contamination, you should with great patience, you should begin to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is very beautiful. His form is always beautiful. And his lips and eyes are pinkish like the rising sun. The Lord is always ready to accept, give shelter to those who have surrendered to him. Even if someone just looks upon him, so fortunate to look upon him, he feels great satisfaction. He has the mark of Shiva, thus he is decorated with a garland of forest flowers and various ornaments. He is always smiling, and one should constantly see the Lord in this form as he looks upon the devotee, smiling mercifully. You should engage in this process and leaving aside all material contamination. Now I shall speak unto you the mantra which you should chant while meditating on the Supreme Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Dhruva Maharaj was thus advised by the great sage Narada. He circumambulated his spiritual master and offered him respectful obeisances. Then he started for Madhuvan, which is always imprinted with the lotus footprints of Lord Krishna, and which is therefore especially auspicious. After Dhruva entered Madhuvan forest to execute devotional service, the great sage Narada thought it wise to go to King Uttanapad to see how he was faring within the palace. When Narad Muni approached, the king received him properly, offering him due obeisances and a comfortable seat.
Thank you.
After Narad-muni left, King Uttanapad practically gave up all duties in relation with his kingdom, which was very vast and wide, and simply began to think of his son Dhruva. Elsewhere, Dhruva Maharaj had arrived at Madhuvan. Took his bath in the river Yamuna and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. After that, as advised by the great sage Narada, he engaged himself in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the first month, Dhruva ate only fruits and berries, every third day to keep his body and soul together. And in the second month, Dhruva ate dry grass and leaves every 6 days. In the fourth month, he inhaled air only every 12th day. In this way, he became completely fixed on the Lord. By the fifth month, he was able to stand on only one leg. When Dhruva thus captured the Lord in his heart, the three worlds began to tremble. As he steadily stood on one leg, the pressure of his big toe pushed down half the earth. The Lord had descended into his heart. Dhruva closed all the holes in his body, and because of this, the total universal breathing became choked up. The demigods, thinking some great calamity was upon the universe, took shelter of the Lord. The Supreme Lord finally manifested himself to Dhruva. When Dhruva opened his eyes, he saw the Lord, just as he had been seeing the Lord in his heart. When Dhruva saw his Lord just in front of him, he was greatly agitated by transcendental ecstasy. Falling flat before the Lord like a rod, Dhruva became absorbed in love of Godhead. He was overwhelmed in awe and respect, and he felt as if he were drinking the entire body of the Lord with his eyes. Although Dhruva was a small boy, he wanted to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord, but due to inexperience, he was unable to say anything. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord touched his conch shell to the forehead of Dhruva so that he could speak. Dhruva then became aware of the entire conclusion of the Vedas.
But
devoured by a forest fire. You will perform many sacrifices and you will give great charity, thus enjoying material happiness in this life. And at the time of your death, you will come to my planet. Having gone there, you will never again return to the eternal world.
Despite having achieved the desired result of his determination by worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj was not very pleased. Dhruva's heart, which had been pierced by the arrows of the harsh words of his stepmother, was greatly aggrieved when he fixed his goal of life. When the Lord had appeared to him, he felt like a poor man who had satisfied a great emperor. The emperor wanted to give him anything he could ask for, but out of ignorance asked only for a few broken grains of husked rice. He felt that he had asked for broken glass, but now he had found Chintamani, the all-merciful and beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj undertook his devotional practices with an intense desire for material happiness. Therefore his bhakti, devotional service, was not pure, but mixed. It is clear from studying his life that we must be very careful about the goal which we desire to attain and strive to attain uttama bhakti as defined in this verse. Anya bilasita sunyam jnanakamadhananditam anukulyena krishmanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Uttama bhakti, pure devotional service, is the cultivation of activities which are meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna, or in other words, the uninterrupted flow of service to Sri Krishna, performed through all endeavors of the body, mind and speech, and through the expression of various spiritual sentiments. Such activities are not covered by jnana, knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, and karma, reward-seeking activity, and are completely devoid of all desires other than the aspiration to bring happiness to Sri Krishna.
He did not like to hear the things which are against Siddhanta. Oh, very. Oh, out of sense and very angry, upset. So Sarup Damodar was ordered or requested that don't anyone should come, whether you